Listen, 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for Uzi and Aaron.
Hey, people want this. That's an unbelievable amount of calls this early.
Yeah, wow.
We had three names. You had Xanax, Bob, and Jeremy.
I think Xanax is spelt with a Z. Oh, no, is it?
You know what?
No, it's X.
And I came up with Jeremy, which was a halfway point between Xanax and Bob. Bob is easy. Xanax is impossible. Jeremy's midway.
Jeremy Paul, as I said earlier this
morning. There's not a lot of Jeremys. I've got one Jeremy that I can think of. I don't want to say it out loud.
Oh, the porn star.
Oh, I didn't think about him. No, that's his last name. We need first names.
Dirk?
Who can think of a Jeremy?
We've got a. Of course, I can.
God, how many of these passes have we got to give away? All right, we'll just give it to Nicole because she's like
Bob Marley. Yeah.
What? She was going to say that.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
Nicole. Are you angry that Aaron has taken stolen your thunder?
No, but I could also say Jeremy Jordan.
Oh God, you're good, Nicole.
Who's that? Who's Jeremy Jordan? What's he doing?
He's an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor.
Jeremy Jordan.
He's been in heaps.
Well, Ed knows acting. Have you ever heard of Jeremy Jordan? And be honest here. Don't just Google.
I don't like Nicole ringing up and making up names. There's no one called Jeremy Jordan, and she needs to start to...
Did you actually make that up, Nicole?
No, he's an actor.
What movie?
Will someone Google?
I am. I'm doing it now.
I don't know. I Googled it.
Jeremy Jordan.
There you go. Nah. Last seen it. Oh, Flash. He's in The Flash. Well, that doesn't count.
Oh, The Flash. Who was the star of The Flash?
Well, was the Ezra, who's having some, he's off to a facility for a bit.
Ezra who?
Ezra Miller, I believe.
Not laughing because he's off to a facility. That's really brave.
I didn't even know there was a movie called The Flash. When did that come out?
I thought The Flash was a wrestler, WWE, like John Cena. You can't see me.
I thought The Flash was a move that you make. The Flash.
Well, that's when you flash, which is when you pull your pants down.
I'll never forget getting flashed in Edinburgh back in, I reckon, 1999. I got flashed.
What did you see? What was on show?
I saw a man bits and I walked past and I thought, really? What am I meant to do with that? I think I could have done anything, but I didn't. You know what I did? I walked away from it.
Was it front man bits or from behind but bent over?
No, it was just front man. It was full frontal. It was trench coat stuff. And I'm like,
oh, did he have a trench coat? Traditional.
Well, I feel like he did have a trench coat.
I thought that was just what's it called, where you just have, like, there's a cliche.
No, trench coats are very handy for that behavior because, you know, it's open and shut. Yeah. And you're open for business, shut. For travel.
To get to the location of your next business.
It's not funny.
No, it's Nicole. I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
I'm great. I love you guys.
Yeah, have you ever been flashed, Nicole? Has anyone ever, have you ever had a flashing situation?
No, I haven't.
Something to look forward to.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole.
I don't know what would have happened. Maybe if I had taken up his offer.
Wait, yeah, what do they want you to say? Like, what do they what do they want you to say?
That,
like,
that is the
let's
offer.
Do
the
coffee?
Offer is, no, the offer is the look. He just wants a look. Yeah, cop a look at this.
Double thumbs up. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I meant to go. What if I had just applauded him?
Oh, boo. Or
giving him money. There you go.
Boo.
Where would you?
It's a $20. The $20 show I've just seen then.
Thanks,
you take FPOS. Hey, mad show on. Can we just give away a Hyundai at 6 a.m.? Can we do that?
We can.
With $10,000 cash in the glove box?
As long as someone can answer all the questions.
I think we can. We delivered the first one yesterday. God almighty, they're amazing.
Oh, that
cars.
Was incredible, wasn't it? You really bonded with her.
Yes,
it was
absolutely.
A beautiful moment.
Yeah, it was a great moment. But the car, let's focus on. Yes, but she was so happy. And the car. They're just amazing cars.
Hughie, Ed, and Aaron.
So, Peter Vallandis, the NRL boss, will announce that the grand final is in Sydney today.
In Sydney, you've got mail, do you?
Yeah, you have mail. So
I don't have mail.
You'll have mail when you text him right now and say, give us the inside running.
I have to do this again.
One more text. So here you go.
You know that you're ruining my relationship with him yours was not.
Non-existent. So telling me he's looked great on the news last night.
Hey, Peter. Hughie says,
You look great on the news last
night. Hughie says you looked great on the news last night. Which news do I need to specify
just
on the news last night? Yep.
We just have a confirmation
this
morning.
We just have confirmation this morning. Yep.
The NRL Grand Final will be in Sydney.
NRLGF will be in Sydney.
Cheers, mate.
Yours with love.
Yours truly.
Yours with love, Dave Hughes.
Mr. AFL.
No. Mate, there was
Mr. Foundation member, Tigers.
Yes, absolutely. And don't mention the 45,000 people at the SCG.
Tigers.
To watch the Swans.
Oh, should I write that?
No, don't write that.
West Tigers and Eels fan.
Guys, are we about to... Aaron Mullen does have some Greg Norman news we've got to get to a little bit later on.
Well, let's do this, though. We've got to do
this. Yeah, we'll do this first. This is bigger.
Yeah, Alpha Bucks.
Yep, 13-10-60. Lines are open. Would you like to win $10,000 and a luxury SUV?
And I've got a new car fact that I was told yesterday by a man who would know. And this will blow people's minds about new cars right now. It's amazing.
You know, if you overpromise and underdeliver, people lose faith in our show.
Absolutely confident that this one will, people go, right, this guy is onto it. This is.
All right.
Yeah, this is something you will share at your water cooler this morning.
It's a new car fact. It's Alpha Bucks, and then it's a huge Greg Norman update. That's massive. Oh, and confirmation of the NRL Grand Final. Not bad.
That's not bad for a first.
Not bad, is it?
Susie, Ed, and Aaron.
Before we get to Alpha Bucks, which we're about to play, you're going to win a brand new car, which is worth $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it worth more than that?
Ooh.
Talking to a car dealer yesterday, they will remain unnamed, but the brand new car dealers have to sell their cars for a certain price. They can't sell it for any more. People are coming in offering them more than what is on the sticker.
Why? Oh, because there's a shortage of stock.
There's such a demand.
Oh.
So they can't sell them for more than what is on the... You know, that's the law, or that's the whatever. They can't do it.
Some kind of code or something.
So people are buying brand new cars, driving them out of the lot. You know how the old saying that you drive it out of the lot, you lose $10,000.
Yes.
No, they are gaining $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. There's people buying brand new cars and selling them privately and making mad money. Yes.
Okay, that's big.
So $60,000 cars are worth $80,000 on the open market.
This is madness.
It's crazy.
Wow. That is actually crazy.
And the guy said that, his boss said they can't, you got to stop them doing it. He said, how do I stop them doing it?
You can't.
It's their car.
It's their car.
So it could be you.
Could be you.
Now, we will get to Aaron and Greg Norman, but he's not the only big wig that she has an in with. And the other one we're focusing on today is Peter Volandi's boss of the NRL. Mm. He's done a great job leading that competition. And everyone is looking forward to the grand final being back in its rightful home, which is Acor Stadium, as it's called now.
Yes, yes. He also runs the racing in New South Wales. And I think potentially they want us to do something with the big races coming up too. So
of course they do.
He's a great supporter of this show.
Yeah, I know he is. And you texted him yesterday and I didn't realise you were going to text him, and the text was aggressive from me.
It was really, you called him champ.
Yeah, I don't like
that. And you told him enough is enough, stop it, champ. Anyway, then this morning you asked me to message him again, which puts me in a really awkward position, but I'm like, I'm scared of you and I'm scared of him. So
and
I messaged.
Yes.
I said, hey, Peter. Hughesy says you looked great on the news last night. Can we just have confirmation this morning that the NRL Grand Final will be in Sydney? Yours with love, Dave Hughesy, Hughes, Mr. Foundation member, West Tigers and Eels fan, he says.
Smart.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good message.
Yeah. And the reply.
Oh, here we go. This is an actual reply from the boss of the NRL on his biggest day, which is the decision day for where the grand final will be.
And instead of focusing on what's best for the millions of people invested in the code that he runs, he's texting me back about you.
Because he knows you have a big voice and people listen to you, especially in relation to rugby league. They love you and they trust you. So what has he said?
Hate to tell Hughesy, but Tigers have no chance of being in grand final.
Oh, he's done well there.
He has done really well there.
I knew that, Peter. I know. I'm following the competition. I get sad every time they lose.
That's good, mate.
But they're not going to come last, I believe. Well, that is mathematically possible. So he's giving you nothing on the GF.
I think there's something in that. I think if you look deep.
What do you say? Well, you know rugby league. What do you say?
I say it's going to Queensland.
What?
It's going to Queensland.
You want to bet?
Yeah, do you want to bet?
Yes.
$1,000.
All right. Boom.
Do you take IOU?
Go to a song.
No, just don't quickly, do a song.
Just quickly, what's in it for the listeners if one of you That's hands the other $1,000?
This is why you are so valuable. Because it's not just about us.
Yeah, I mean, as much as people want to see you two hand over $1,000 to each other.
Cash too.
No, okay, I don't.
So what's in it?
Cash.
What is in it for the listeners?
All right, they get $100.
All right, so 13, 10, 60. Whose side do you want? You got Aaron's side. It's going to be in where? You're Queensland.
Yeah, okay. Even though I'm from Canberra, but I believe it's Queensland.
Oh, this is right. You are.
And Husey's taking New South Wales.
Yeah, we'll make it 200. They get $200.
They get $200.
And I'm not giving you $1,000 because I don't have that kind of money.
They get $200.
Interest rates have gone up. Cost of living. I can't afford that.
If you believe the NRL Grand Final will be in Sydney, you ring right now and you win $200.
If you believe it'll be in Queensland, ring right now and you'll win $300 from Husey.
This is massive. 13, 10, 60, which side of the bet do you want? Staying with sport, what has been said to Aaron?
Hang on. One more. God, help me. If you ring right now and you think it's going to be in Queensland, you win $500.
Oh, for God's
If it goes to Queensland.
Because you know it won't.
But if it goes to New South Wales, you win $200. That's your choice. I would take the $200.
Righto. 13, 10, 60, which side do you want? And what has another sporting superstar had to say to one of us?
He basically just followed me on Instagram.
No, just
we can
shut
cut
up.
That off. No. What?
Someone's about to win themselves $200 and someone's about to not win a $500.
Well, that's according to you. Well, the AFL guy, as Peter Volandi says.
Me and Peter go way back.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your history.
Yep. No, it's private business.
Wow. That private.
It's kind of that toilet cubicle private business, is it?
Beautiful.
So the game is poor behavior from you.
They will announce today whether or not the NRL Grand Final is going to be moving to Brisbane, and you two have made a bet with each other on the behalf of listeners.
Because Aaron is texting the NRL boss on my behalf, and we tried to get the answer out of him this morning, but he straight batted it.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
He's a very funny guy. Your shirt's on backwards, by the way.
I thought there was something weird about it.
Honestly, it's got the tag hanging out the front. It's really weird. It's inside out and backwards.
My T-shirt underneath.
Yeah, it's got large.
Yeah,
it's a regular and it's brand is just hanging off the front.
Oh, yeah, that's what that is. Yeah.
That is so weird.
I got dressed in the dark because I don't want to wake anyone up. And this is the you know, the reward I get.
And also your chaps are on backwards.
I don't wear chaps. I wear jeans and I keep wearing them until they stand up on their own.
That's a good joke. James from Borkham Hills, which side of the bet do you want?
Okay, guys, how are you? Aaron.
Hey, James.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, great.
Hey, Aaron, if I win,
how about
we give your boyfriend $50 and I'll take you out for lunch?
This is staggering from James.
Jeez, that's a cheap buy-off.
Wait, I was going to say, $50?
Yeah, well, he'll have a McDonald's somewhere and we'll go out somewhere fancy.
You know what? I wouldn't suspect, up at this stage. Absolutely, James, you're on. And don't worry about the $50. He can shout his own lunch.
You know, James, and we love you, James, and we love your love of Erin, and she's right. You're right to want to have a date with her because she's a great date. But
how do you know? How do you know?
I don't know, but obviously I don't know. But there's no way James is going to win. So he's just, you know, he's lost. You've lost Erin's date. You've lost, you know, the rest of the money.
Dignity.
It's not his dignity.
No
it's
way.
Worth having a go. It's always worth having a go.
And to be honest, it makes me feel really good about myself.
I know. What an early morning pump up. Did we pay James? We've already paid him.
Love you, James. Thanks, darling.
James is on one side. Anna from Redfern. Well, that leaves the other side, doesn't it?
Of course. I'm with Husey. Of course it's going to be New South Wales. I'm very sorry for James, but I'm with Husey.
Thank you, Anna.
I love you when you wear your clothes inside out.
Thank you. Well, Anna, maybe we should go on a date.
Oh, yeah.
You got $50, Anna, to pay Holly's wife.
Yeah, sure. No, she can come with us if she wants.
Exactly.
No, she'd be way more fun. I can give you the nod.
No doubt about it. Anna, you have got yourself $200. I'm fairly sure of that today. Well done, Anna. Well played.
Well played,
Thanks,
Anna.
Legends. Yeah.
Well done, all.
Uzi, Ed and Erin.
Erin Marlin does an award-winning show on Sky News every Sunday night if there's not a documentary on.
It's happened once. It's not like it happens every week.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great doco, too, about state borders.
How did it go? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
No, it went well.
Yeah. Anyway. that was voiced by Ray Martin, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. No, he was in it too.
Oh, he was. All right. Well, it's hard to compete with. Now, but Erin, you are always organising guests for your show and you go, you aim high.
I am high. I literally aim for like Queen of Sheba type high and then I fall to the stars.
Yeah, you end up with, you know, an ex-minister or something, but...
You know, no, I get really good guests.
Yeah, you do. I know. Yeah. It's an incredible show. But Greg Norman is in the news because he's a legend, but also because he's in charge of what is a billion-dollar new golf tournament happening in Saudi Arabia.
Golf, it's called. And there's currently a massive war going on with the PGA who feel like they have some kind of monopoly on the situation, on the game of golf, despite not really having done much to grow it over the past few years.
But there's so much money in Saudi Arabia. We know that their oil company just had record profits. Their state oil company, crazy.
They're throwing around, you know, like $200 million for one golfer to join. The money is ridiculous.
So Cam Smith's going to jump over from the PGA to get the $200 million.
Without doubt.
They offered Tiger Woods $800 million.
They did.
So there's cash. They're drowning in cash.
And the issue, the controversial aspect of this is some of the human rights issues in Saudi Arabia. So people are critical of people accepting money from that regime. But I would say to that, some of the hypocrisy is ridiculous in that our country does trade sport isn't allowed to. So it's, you know, there's a fair bit of hypocrisy. Well,
they don't make record profits if people aren't buying their oil.
Yeah.
So, but you got in contact with Greg Norman.
I reached out to him on Instagram and just asked him if I could do an interview with him because I always do that. And look, most of the time they either don't see it or don't get back to me, but he did. And he asked for my email address and then one of his media people got back to me, which was amazing. But she then got back to me again and said, I've been added to a queue. And I was like,
the media person blocked you, so then you went back to Greg.
I went back to Greg.
And you sent a video, didn't you?
I just sent a thank you to him for acknowledging my existence, revealed to him that his media person had put me in a queue and that I hoped at some stage we could do this interview.
And so how did Greg react to that video?
Because he liked the video.
Whoa. With a love heart.
Oh, well, no, that's the only way you can.
Yeah. So he love-hearted the video.
Yes, that's just what everyone does on any video because that's the only way you can react to a video without replying. You just, if you press on it hard, it just love-hearts it. That's the reaction to a video. So everyone does that. So that's nothing special. But he then followed me.
He followed you on Instagram.
Yes, but I was a sports presenter for many years. And he obviously is interested in my content.
Because you've seen that he's gone back and looked through your content.
Has he?
Greg Norman.
No, just my current video story.
One of the busiest men in the world, one of the richest men in the world, who's currently got a checkbook of probably $5 billion that he gets to spend on whoever he likes, is spending his day watching old Erin Mullen videos.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Comes the shark.
You're idiots. Anyway, hopefully I get my interview for my show. You do this with everyone. Harry Triggerboff. You turn that into some kind of love story, and it was an interview with a 90-year-old.
Exactly. Is he following Instagram?
No, but he did send me flowers.
Oh.
And they were beautiful.
Oh, it's Harry Triggerboff sent you flowers.
Yeah, to thank me for the interview.
God. This is crazy. But anyway... Whether you become the face of
Live.
Yeah, Live. Or the face of, what's the other one?
The PGA?
Or the housing stuff.
Oh, Meriton.
Who will she be the face of?
Amazing.
It's a bidding war.
Mate.
Between Harry and Greg.
They're billionaires. I'm 38-year-old single mum. I reckon they can get some hot 20-year-old to do that for them, okay?
Yeah, they're not. That's too young.
You're too young.
International superstar was unveiled on The Masked Singer last night. Every Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, 7:30 on Channel 10. Can we have a little bit more of him singing one more time? It was good singing. It was good singing. I thought it was Goran Ivanisevic, but it wasn't. It was Matt Preston. Hey. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Ed. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Great effort, mate. It was a hit and run from you. You were a wild card last night. And were you happy to only be on one episode, or did you want to go through?
No. I was really happy. I was. You couldn't see the elation beneath my face. it was a long way outside my comfort zone. It was lots of fun. It's a truly bonkers thing to do, but man, it's hard. You know, I think that, you know, the singing and dancing is hard enough when you're rubbish at both of them, but to do that with buckets on your feet and carrying like a dining room on your head, it makes it really hard.
Yeah.
I mean that suit. You can if you. I mean, Osher's not a small man. You see me standing next to Osher, like. I think the suit's the tallest, the biggest suit they've ever, the biggest mask they've ever made.
Wow.
It was very cumbersome, but it was very funny, and you kind of doing all that when you got this little tiny slit of the world that you could see. It was like being born again, but carrying a dining table.
No, it was a huge effort, and Chrissy Swan picked you straight away. What happened? How did you get you so quickly, Matt?
I don't know. Well, she said I was in her dreams.
That is true.
Which I think officially that would be called a nightmare.
No, you're a very, very attractive man. And you are known by billions of people. And some people forget that if you go to India, which is, I think, now officially the most populated country in the world, you are mobbed, aren't you, Matt?
Yeah. I think at our peak 4 years ago, I think there were about 7-8 million people watching every episode of MasterChef. And there's another 2.5 million in South Africa, a million in Scandinavia, a million in Portugal. So yeah, it's weird to travel to have made a show in a shed and travel around the world and find yourself there. But luckily, the Masked Singer doesn't go quite so far. So
Come on. Once they know you're on it, once India knows that Matt Preston's on it, they will pick it up and
launch this show, Matt.
Hughesy for Bollywood straight away. Yeah, I love that.
God, I'd love that. We need your help, Matt, on something else. We know that the kitchen is in the kitchen, and food is your sweet spot. You might be, on MKR now. We don't want to talk about that too much, but I know you're on that.
why not? Because I'm sure that Aaron would love.
I'm fascinated by it, Matt. Tell me more.
You, on the other hand, and Ed, maybe less so much given your affiliation. You want to talk about fussy eating? Look, I think given the fact that you, Ed Cavalier, and you, David Hughes, are two of the fussiest eaters I know, you are very specific about what you put in your body. Really, I should be asking you. But look, I think the first thing is fussy eaters like Ed, and they're only going to eat what they want. So we have a rule in our house. You've got to try everything once. But after that, if you decide that tripe isn't you, then we move on. If you decide you don't want to eat oysters, then we move on. If we find the stuff like fresh, nutritious stuff that you want to eat. I think this whole thing about waste is really, you're pushing a rock up a hill if you're trying to get your kids to eat tripe and then you give it to them. I don't want that. Because, of course, they don't want that. So keep it. And the other key to get kids to eat more and broadly is get them involved in the kitchen. Because you'll find if they make their own sandwich, if they pick what goes on their pizza, if they've helped you, choose what the menu is, they're much more likely to eat it.
Give them ownership of it, don't you, Matt? You give them a bit of ownership, and they feel like they're making the choice, and then they chow down.
Yeah, you see, straight away, Ms. Molan, you are on it. You're wise. You're
by the way, Matt, you said that I would want to hear more about that other show. I actually host my own show on Sunday nights on Sky News.
Yeah,
that you're clearly
Sky
not
News,
a big
oh,
fan.
No,
of.
I know. I've obviously seen that. I love those promos when the music gets all newsy, and you moodily turn towards the camera from that side view.
Actually, I do that in my promos
really
too.
Well. Yeah, he's seen it. Yeah, he's so he's across
everything.
I've
seen it. you know, some people you might talk to might just patronizingly say that and make it up. But gee, I've been there. I've been watching.
Good, you're a good man.
You're a legend, Matt Preston. We want to talk fussy eating children, though. So let's get around that. Do you have a fussy eater? We've got prizes for people, don't we?
Yeah, do we have a 13, 10, 60 lines are open. How about this? $100 make out meal vouchers up for grabs. Make out meals delivers meal kits from, how about this, Australia's favourite restaurants. It's now available in Sydney. So let's get $100 worth of make out meal vouchers up for grabs, 13, 10, 60. Are you harboring a fussy eater at your house? Are your kids fussy eaters?
The fussiness of children is sending families broke because good people, good parents are making them meals which are delightful, which are expensive, but these children aren't eating the meals and they're not eating leftovers. It's going in the bin and people are struggling.
So does this mean that I am actually a sustainability expert because I don't make her basically anything?
Yeah, you are someone everyone should look up to.
Yeah.
You're Meghan Markle.
Thank you so much. I wrote a book called The Bench.
You know what? Let's talk to people who are in this situation.
Naomi from Penrith, who is the fussy eater in your house?
My 9-year-old daughter.
What does she not eat, or what does she eat?
Well, she like most kids, loves chicken nuggets. Yes. But if I cook, like if we cook lamb cutlets or even lamb shank, anything lamb, baked lamb, she goes, oh, I don't like it. So if I just tell her it's chicken, she'll eat it.
So everything is chicken. Yeah.
And she'll sit there for probably like 15, 20 minutes after we've all finished, still eating it. And it's like, you know, it's so much nicer if you actually eat it when it's hot, but she'll eat it stone cold because she sits there that long.
She's painful.
She's a punish.
Can I just quickly, there was a time before chicken nuggets. Can anyone imagine that?
I can't.
A time before chicken
honestly
nuggets.
Honestly, can't. Remember?
True blue.
I remember chicken nuggets being invented.
No, you don't.
I do.
Was
absolutely.
It around the time of the side airbag?
It might have been in the early 80s where KFC came up with chicken nuggets. It's incredible.
Are you sure it was KFC? I thought McDonald's invented
them. KFC invented chicken nuggets.
Thank you so much.
They revolutionised parenting.
What a day. What a time. Katie in St. Clair, who is the fussy eater?
Hi, yes, my 8-year-old son, he only has my mum's spaghetti with tomato sauce on the top. Yep. He eats only the sausages from the butcher's, not the supermarket.
That's my son.
Poor my kids.
He knows the difference. He'll be like, nah, turns his nose off, up at it, and then he'll only eat Alfredo pasta.
Oh, God, I love Alfredo pasta. I haven't had that in years. See, my daughter just has bolognese, Katie, every night, basically.
Yeah.
Sketty, we call it. Yeah.
Yeah, he won't eat anything else.
So no vegetables?
No, we've tried it with him, but he's like, nah, I want Alfredo pasta. Even in COVID, when the shortages was on pasta that was going, he had a meltdown.
Have you ever tried to introduce cucumbers into his life? Because children love cucumbers.
No, I'll try that with him, actually.
Yeah.
Katie, something happened. I took my little girl, 4-year-old, to a play date yesterday, and she doesn't eat vegetables, salad, anything. And the lady had done beautiful carrots and cucumber cut up, and she had a little girl who started eating the cucumber. Then Eliza runs over, picks up the cucumber. I want cucumber, and started hoeing in. I reckon she had 5 or 6 slices of it. Yep. So then I'm like, maybe the issue is I just don't offer her that kind of good stuff.
You know what? Cucumbers and carrots, both of those things are staples for our children. You don't have to cook them.
Yes.
You just have to present them raw. Cucumbers, carrots. They are the way forward. And you look like a good parent because it's on the plate.
So true.
Those two things. And carrots, I think, are still reasonably priced. Cucumbers can get X-y. But
thank you so much. The $100 make-out meal vouchers, meal kits from Australia's favourite restaurants, now available in Sydney.
Hey, I've got to tell you a story about what happened to me. I almost got a friend of mine arrested. 2 days ago.
Wow.
Yes, he could have been taken to jail because of something I made him do.
Oh, this is intriguing.
That's Nick.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
So this is a story about nearly getting one of your friends arrested. You try to do the right thing. You think you're a good person. So I've got a buddy who needs somewhere to live. He needs it quick. Now, you guys know I've got a small block of flats. Well, I do. I've got a small block of flats.
And you shouldn't shy away from that.
Well, I do.
Nothing to be ashamed of. You've worked hard and, yeah, it's I know a lot of people who've got whole blocks of apartments.
Well, it's what so I do.
The weird thing is you actually do, Aaron, because you're friends with the bloke that owns Meriton.
That's yeah, a really good, real good point.
Yeah, he's got more flats than I do. So my mate, he's desperate for somewhere to live. I said, mate, there's one empty a flat, but it's being renovated at the moment. So can you live somewhere without a shower? And I'm not sure whether it's got a toilet or not.
You're a good friend.
So I said, you'll have no kitchen, no bathroom, and maybe a toilet? He said, I'll check it out.
Sounds good.
So I gave him the key. I said, go check it out. All right. So, and then I get a phone call from my mate. He said, what are you talking about? This place is fully furnished and it's ready to go. And I realized I'd given him the key to not his flat, someone else's flat. I said, get out now! Get out! You must leave that flat! You're a home invader!
If they had a gun, it'd be legal to shoot him dead. You know that?
He could be dead! And he was not. He was taking. I said, no, run! Close the door! Did you touch anything? Anyway. Yeah, it was a stressful moment. And as far
so,
was
that just a random tenant?
Well, yeah.
So not like a friend, another friend you tried to help out. Is every tenant in there someone who's fallen on hard times?
Only a couple of them.
What a place.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
We're talking famous family feuds, and this isn't the royals, is it?
No, but I mean, royalty, British royalty all the same. Victoria Beckham and her newly minted daughter-in-law, Nicola Peltz - Beckham.
Yep. So she married Brooklyn.
Yes, their eldest son. And look, there's been a whole sequence of events that have led people to believe that there is a big feud. Now, both Nicola and Brooklyn have denied this in a recent article in Vogue. They're always going to write stuff like that. They're always going to try and put people down. Everyone gets along, which is good.
You don't believe it?
No, there's definitely a feud.
Well, what's the evidence of a feud?
Okay, well, starting with the lead up to the wedding, Nicola didn't want Victoria to have any part in the planning. She also wouldn't wear Victoria's designer dress.
What?
Well, Victoria's a dress designer.
But also, and that's family money. The money that comes to Victoria will eventually trickle down to Brooklyn and
her.
Yeah,
there's an issue. You know what the issue is?
What?
If Nicola was some poor girl with relatively average income-earning parents, she would be needing to suck up to Victoria. The issue is her family are filthy rich, more richer than the Beckhams.
Oh.
So she doesn't need Beckham money.
Yeah, right.
So she's arrogantly rich.
So Brooklyn has married up.
Yes, and they look down on the Beckhams because they look at, Spice Girls, we're from real money. Oh, by the way, I'm using a lot of creative license in this kind of sequence of events.
No, you just go for it.
Yeah, and anyway, and then Nicola also made negatively veiled swipes towards the Beckhams during an earlier interview where she said, Brooklyn feels a lot of pressure to do jobs that he doesn't want to do because the expectation from people around him is intense.
So to make money.
Yeah. So they wanted him, his parents basically forced him to do jobs that they thought were appropriate but didn't make him happy.
Right. So Nicola, the daughter-in-law, is saying that her mother-in-law is too focused on money.
Yeah, or fame or what other people think. And anyway, and then the Peltzes, they turn up their noses at the Beckhams.
Yeah, how are the Peltzes rich? Where's the Peltz money
come from?
I don't
know. I think probably good money like oil or something.
Yeah, right. Solid money.
Yeah, they're Florida. They're Florida society. They can't be controlled with the Peltz money. Oh, wait. So David's fortune's around $750 million, but the Peltzes, 1.8 billion.
Oh, they're three times, aren't they? Almost.
They're also backing Brooklyn's latest business venture. This is the Pelts, not the Beckhams. Oh, he's doing a cooking show. And guess who's paying? Not the Beckhams, the Peltzers.
This is crazy.
Another question, did Brooklyn miss Mother's Day on Instagram? Yes, he did.
How could he?
Exactly.
British men have got to stop marrying American women. Because Victoria's upset. We know how angry the Queen is because of Markle.
So true. Nicola also recently posted a picture of her crying on Instagram. She posted it with the caption, "Sometimes I find it hard to show the sad bits. Growing up with 7 siblings and 2 very strong parents," and then in brackets, "unlike my husband's," close bracket, "made me really tough. They hammered into me not to let other people bring me down. Blah, 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 emotions. I just thought I would write something because I never show this side of me. I want to show this side of me, and I wish my husband was allowed to too, but his parents would disown him. I love you guys."
Did she hashtag posh boss is a bitch? No.
That's exactly what she did.
Oh, but mother-in-laws, you know, you can't live with them. You can't. No, I've got a beautiful mother-in-law.
Yeah, I've never had issues. I feel like all my previous partners have had just great mums. Like, I've never had evil ones.
Can people relate?
Yeah,
family huge. People. Has there been one in your family? Is it over? Is it the mother-in-law, the classic mother-in-law situation? We've got $100 make-out meals vouchers up for grabs. Make-out Meals delivers meal kits from Australia's favourite restaurants and is now available in Sydney. It's 13 10 60. Lines are open. Family feuds. Focusing on mother-in-law.
Yeah, this is, if you got a feud going, this is time to up the ante.
Imagine how annoyed she'll be if you say it on radio.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
So mother-in-laws or just family feuds we're talking here. So
we're not fussy.
But I tell you what, as a bloke, if your mother doesn't like your partner, they know about it. Yeah, so I've had that in the past where...
Oh, goodness.
Oh, remember we had that reporter on who said that my mother tried to set me up with her?
Oh, that's right. She obviously did like her.
While I had a girlfriend.
Yeah. So, yeah. That was, wow.
Wildly inappropriate from
Wildly.
Mom. I mean, you know, you've got to respect your children's choices.
Yeah. It's,
and even then, if you know we'll end up in misery.
It's a real, I've never had the issue. It's really fun. And I've dated some complete douchebags over the years, but mum and dad have always been quite pleasant to them.
Shout out to all those douchebags. Might be still
exes.
Keen to keep up with Erin's goings on.
Yeah. So, yeah. Not all of them, most. 70%.
Well, can we go to Bonnie from Blacktown? Bonnie, we got you there, Bonnie.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
So my family feud is a little bit different. It's about an unfair decision, discrimination, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, dear.
So my parents, I'm one of 2 children. I have a younger brother by 7 years, and my dad is an avid car collector. He's a Holden fan.
Yeah.
He has an original mint condition Tirana that I think is probably from the 1970s because I was born in 1986.
God.
He's worth a ton of money and they'd probably kill me even for just mentioning that.
I think
already.
Ed needs a moment. So, Ed, you need to clean yourself up
it's
here.
It's the what yellow color is it? And the black.
Lift the camera up, please, guys.
Come on, man. Let's not.
I'm not 100% on the gear, but it's got the yellow in leather. Oh, sorry, not yellow, leather interior. Yeah, it's got my mum's garter belt around the gear stick.
Yeah. It's hot. That's hot. It's the good for him. It was the era where he was everything he wanted to be. You know.
Yeah. So now he's got 100%. Kids and ball and chain.
I remember my sister's boyfriend had a Tirana, and this is back in the mid '80s, and he took me for a drive on a country road, and I reckon we did. Oh, I know we did. We went up to 200 kilometres an hour in that car. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
In second gear.
So what's the issue then, Bonnie? It sounds like everything's amazing.
No. So the issue is that this car is going to my younger brother to stay in the family name.
What?
Not to the firstborn daughter.
Whose
husband happens to be his favourite type of car. And I mean, my dad's got Monaros and he's got Sandman panel vans and a Jim Beam promotional Harley.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So they all
want to go to my brother. And so, the biggest thing is that I have 2 daughters and my brother has 1 son. And he's like, no, if I give it to him, it stays in the family name.
Oh, he wants it.
What?
That's crazy. You know what?
But it's not fair, you know. I should be entitled to some of that money that that car has
valued. When you sell it on, you know, eBay.
I don't think she wants to sell it.
No, she doesn't.
She would never. It's his baby. I think he loves it more than me.
That's a rift between you and your husband, who's the son-in-law of your dad. So, yeah, that's a shocker.
Yeah, look, that's disgraceful, Bonnie. Thanks for sharing it with us. I don't know if this will help your situation, but it couldn't be any worse.
Well, exactly. Sharing is caring. Can we come back with Catherine from Liverpool?
Really want to.
Catherine from Liverpool has got her story is I cannot believe her mother-in-law said this to her.
Her mother-in-law said that to her?
That's what it says on the screen.
Oh, my God, we need to hear this.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
We're talking mother-in-laws and what can go wrong. You've got Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice. She's fighting with her new daughter-in-law.
Without any doubt whatsoever. Everyone's denied it, but it's so obvious that they hate each other.
How bad can it get, Catherine from Liverpool?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How bad can it get?
It can get bad if your my now ex-mother-in-law can call you an ugly cow.
To your face.
To my face.
Oh, wow. And look, not that it matters, but you're attractive, I'm assuming?
Oh, well, I would hope so. But it doesn't give you a sense of feeling great if someone calls you an ugly cow.
But in what context? There's no context of where that could be appropriate. But how does...
Yeah,
was that
happened?
After a massive fight? Did you do something to... I'm not victim blaming here, but...
upset her. Well, what happened? I went out for the night. She went to babysit my children. And when I came home, she entertained people at my house. And I said to her, could you please let me know if you bring people over to my house? And her response was, it's not my house, it's her son's, and she can do what she wants.
Jeez.
You ugly cow.
Yes.
Is that what she said at the end of that situation? Is that when she said it?
Yes, that is correct. And basically, as I said, told me that I can't tell her what to do because my house that I live in belongs to her son. I looked after our children full time, and to her, I was not worthy enough because I wasn't in a paid job in the workplace.
Oh, well, let me tell you, Catherine, as a newly single mother, that work for me is my holiday. Looking after my one daughter is the hardest job in the world for any mother or parent. It is the hardest job in the world.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's inappropriate in any situation. So did you have any relationship with her after that incident?
Yes, because, I mean, obviously I wanted to keep the relationship going with my husband and my children, even though my mother-in-law wasn't polite. It's not nice to turn my children against her, the grandmother. However, we were married for over 30 years and we've recently separated, and I'm actually happy to be free and to realise that life can go on and I am worthy.
Oh, yes,
Catherine. Put that in.
Oh, Catherine.
Another happy divorcee.
I spoke about this yesterday, Catherine. It's never too late to leave. And you find yourself again and you actually start to feel like you're a valuable, worthy person. There's no better feeling in the world. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, what a legend she is.
Did you say anything back to her, like, when she said that to you? Like, did you throw any kind of, well, you know,
there would have been
younger
expletives.
Than you? Or, like, what did you say back?
Do you know what? I found it really difficult to stand up to her because she's a bully.
Yes.
But basically, I just said to her, it's my house. And, you know, just by speaking back to her was something that she did not like, and she got really aggressive. And obviously, I was so upset and hurt. But when I spoke to my husband about it, he just did nothing.
Yeah.
How many people did she have over, by the way? Was there like a big party? Was it like a frat house sort of situation? Or
no, she just had, like, had two people over. But at the end of the day, she was there to look after my children.
Yeah.
Look, you know what? It's not a big thing just to look after my children just for a couple of hours before you have to entertain someone in my house.
Exactly.
Yeah,
fair point.
Thank
and I think
you,
more
Catherine.
Grandparents should step up and look after their grandkids. Can I put that out there?
Oh, I also think that a lot of grandkids take advantage of their grandparents. Well, their parents do. I'm not saying in this case with Catherine, but all I'm saying is it's hard work.
Who's side are you on?
Well, no, I'm on Catherine's, but I'm just saying as well, it's hard when grandparents get a bit older and you're using them to look after your kids 24/7. I think it's unfair on the grandparents.
Look, you can get three or four children on one of those motorised scooters.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
He's angry.
7:30 this morning, I was on the rooftop here enjoying the sunshine. You know, I was thinking summer is coming, baby. We are going to have the best summer after so much rain over what seems forever. I walk down the stairs. Erin's news is playing through the building. And then she says this.
It looks like we are in for another wet summer. The Weather Bureau reckons there's a 70% chance of La Nina forming in the next few months. The last time our country had three back-to-back weather events was in the late 90s to early 2000s.
How could you say that with a smile in your voice?
I didn't.
Like, that is a happy report.
I didn't.
That has devastated me and everyone else. We've had a gutful of the rain. Brings me back to the Eurythmics.
Here comes the rain again, raining in my head like a tragedy, tearing me apart like a
You're absolutely right. I love that song.
I
mean, I've got to leave for my shift after we get off air where I go up to the clouds and bring that water up from the rivers and drop it again.
You know what I go to bed dreaming of? The dust storm of 2019,
where it hadn't
rained for years, and we were happy. I want to bring back the drought relief concerts.
Life was good, baby.
God, it's terrible.
I'm just blown away you listen to my news. This is a new thing for you.
Oh, you know, I heard you say something else the other day, that water bills are up. Why are water bills up? There's so much water. Water should be free. Why do we have to pay for water anymore?
It's more the transport of it, the heating of it.
That's just wrong.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
So the legend that is Madonna celebrated her birthday overnight. I wonder if she sang this Beatles classic.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
That is how old she has turned.
Never heard that song before in my life.
No, that is one of the all-time greats. Yeah. But 64 is not what it used to be, is it? Let's be honest.
No, she looks about 20.
The videos coming in from the party are extraordinary. Like, it's...
How do I describe this whilst maintaining some level of appropriateness? She pokes her tongue out and it touches the tongues of other women.
A woman on her left, a woman on her right. She's in a limousine and she turns both ways, pashing both women.
Yes.
So have we got some sound of it, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Like
a week from my love.
Cheers! Yeah.
Sitting here with my side bitch, be riding tonight,
So her side are the arches, and she's having the time of her life. What a legend.
And look, I'm all for whatever makes you happy, you do. She looks unbelievable, but I also think there's something to be said when you still have to try so hard.
Try so hard to do what?
Be
the life of the party.
I just look at it and like even just, God, doesn't it get to a stage where we can all just give up? Stop sucking in, stop waxing our chins, stop spray tanning. Like, when's that time coming? You know, stop wearing makeup. I just want to give up.
I can't imagine it ever happening in your life, to be honest.
What do you mean? I hardly do any of those things.
What? That's ridiculous. I'm inspired. Do we have people listening who love to party and still love to look good in their later years? I wonder.
Okay. Do you love to party? Are you older than your average 20-year-old party goer and you still love to get amongst it?
Or have you completely thrown in the towel, given up, eat crap, let it all hang out, wear a muumuu, stop dyeing your hair, stop spray tanning? Stop trying.
So over what age? Can we go over 50?
60. Okay.
Over 60? Oh, we'll go over 60 if you
like. Over 60.
Or maybe you know someone who parties hard in their 60s.
Or has given up.
Almost given up. All right, so you're over 60.
Do you know someone over 60 is what we've... If you're aware of a person over the age of 60, then guess what? This is the easiest way to get a $100 make-out meal voucher. Meal kits from Australia's favourite restaurants. 13, 10, 60.
You're over 60. Call us if you're over 60.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Yeah, we are talking over 60 and partying hard. Madonna just turned 64 overnight. She's had a party. She's in a limo. She's pashing women on either side of her. Yeah. She looks fantastic and she's enjoying life.
She looks 20 from a distance. Yeah. I don't know what she'd look like closer.
I just think over time, you know, older has got younger.
No, look at Jennifer Lopez. It absolutely has. And I love whatever makes you feel good, I love. But I just don't want to feel all this pressure as I get older to look 20. I also, if I want to, great, but I don't want to feel like this is the new expectation.
Robin from Campbelltown, you can relate to Madonna or Erin wanting to just give up as soon as she turns probably 40.
Definitely give up. Yep. Definitely give up. Throw it all away. Yep. No more trying.
Love that. What do you do? What was one of the first things you gave up?
It was definitely gave up the bra.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's okay.
So
that's
had to give up the bra.
You can party without a bra. I mean, there's bras are just superfluous to a good time.
All right.
Mate, it depends on depends on what you're packing.
Well, it doesn't matter what you're packing. Right. You can let it all hang out. So, but Robin, when did you last go out and have a good old fashioned knees up, Mother Brown?
Oh, I'd say easily 5 years ago, at least 5 years ago.
Got to get Robin out.
It's been a while,
Robin, this is inspiring maybe not the mother's brunch that we had a little while ago, but I reckon maybe...
An all-nighter. Who can last?
An all-nighter.
Yeah, I want to get to the radio show the next morning and have Erin and a group of 60-year-old women still going and see who... And yeah.
You into shots, Robin?
Shots.
Oh, yes, I've had a few shots when I used to work in the city. Yeah, long night. Well, we used to work to midnight. You'd have a shot just to try and keep going it further.
This shouldn't be memory lane. This should be last night. It's on the weekend. You know, you should still be out. It's only Wednesday.
Thanks for sharing, Robin. I'm with you, girlfriend.
Not happy with her.
No, I am.
Well, listen to Melissa's story about her own grandmother. Melissa, how old is she?
She's 77.
And what's she doing?
She loves to party. She goes out every Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
Wears her, you know, sequin tops and all that sort of stuff.
Love
and has
it.
Some wines. And she's always on the dance floor. Everyone will say, like, where's Margaret? And everyone's like, on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Back to back. Friday, Saturday.
But see, I love that. Yep. She obviously loves that. She's not feeling pressure to do it. She actually just loves it and makes her happy.
Yeah, and she even goes to, like, shows, like strip shows shrubbery shows and all that sort of stuff too.
I imagine she'd be up there on the chair. That'd be gyrating around.
Is.
Yes.
She is, definitely.
Don't
that
say gyrating
type.
When you're talking about a grandmother?
Oh, you think Melissa wants to be labelled as a grandmother?
No, Melissa's her granddaughter.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Margaret, sorry, Margaret.
My granny's name is Margaret. Is there anyone listening called Margaret who is under the age of 60?
Probably not.
It's an older name. It's definitely an older name. But
like Beryl and Pubert.
Margot Robbie?
Oh, God, yes.
That's Margot, is that your
point? Margot. There'll be more Margots around. Mm. Yeah, but I think we're getting off track. We want to talk to partying oldies. Oh, no, we've run out of time.
Yeah, we've got to go.
I've got to go to Pilates.
You can stay if you want.
Oh, Zoe's there.
Yeah, I'm here. My mum's name's Margaret, but she's over 60. Yeah.
Is she still partying? You'd be partying with her, wouldn't you?
Not really. I mean, she doesn't really drink, but she'll go out to, I remember when Hugh was doing the Fringe in Adelaide, my
Hugh
brother.
Hugh Sheridan, yes, legend,
and
yes.
And she surprised all of my friends by staying at a gay club until about, I think it was 3:30 in the morning.
Oh. No,
she wasn't drinking.
But you feel safe there as well. No man hitting on her. Well, they probably would anyway, wouldn't
they? She was just keeping her eye on us, I think.
When it gets late, people get desperate. Sorry.
No, she was keeping her eye on us, making sure we weren't in trouble.
Susie, Ed and Erin.